The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now doing the final class on the laws of Birkas Kohanim. We are in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf, Sif Chaf. And we will now be discussing which type of Kohanim qualify to do Birkos Kohanim and which are exempt. Now, before we even see the Kitzur, one thing that is not addressed here is the issue of children. The Mishnah says, it's in Megillah, Daf Chaf Dalam Aleph, that a Kohen is not Nose Eskapov if he is a katan. Now there's a big discussion among the Rishonim and the Achronim what exactly is meant by this. In practice, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins is a katan, a child who has not yet brought the simonim, the physical simonim of being an adult, he is not allowed to go up and duchen by himself, but he would be allowed to duchen together with other kohanim. And this is for the purpose so that he could learn how to do the Birkas Kohanim when he matures. Now this is the mainstream practice. This is what's done in Eretz Yisrael for sure. But there was a one shita that argued in this. The position of the Ramon Mipano is that a child is not allowed to go up at all, not even with adults, in order to duchen. And some of the poskim go with that. And this is actually the minog in Munkach, that they would not allow a child to go up for duchenin at all. But according to the mainstream practice, a child may go up with adults, just not by himself. The Mishnah Berurah says that the age that he can go up with others is the age when he knows what he's doing. He knows how to follow what the other Kohanim are doing. Since it's for chinuch purposes, he would be allowed to make the bracha of Asher Kedishanu as well. Now, according to many Achronim, if there is an adult who looks like a child, he would not be allowed to duchen by himself, because otherwise people would say that a child is allowed to go up and do Nesias Kapayim. And this is based on a Yerushalmi. But all of this, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not deal with. This first issue is going to be with someone who has a mum. So let's see. Halacha chaf. Mi sheyesh lo mum bifanav. A kohen who has a defect, a physical defect on his face. Bimedino seinu. In our countries. Shenogim shekoa kahanim mishaushlim esatalisim alpineyem. That we have the practice that all of the Kohanim cover their faces with their talis, muter lisar eskapov, so he would be allowed to duchen. Why? Because since his face will be blocked, there's no concern that people are going to stare at him and then get distracted. Avol mi sheyesh lo mum biyadav, but someone who has a physical defect on his hands, kigon sheheim Behakonios. For example, they are atypically white. O minumorim binukudos dakos. Or they are spotted with small spots. O shehem akumos. Or that they are bent out of shape. They're somewhat deformed. O sheeno yachol lachalek es etzbaosav. Or he's unable to separate his fingers. Lo yisa eskapov, he is not allowed to duchen, mifnei sha'am yistaklu bo, v'yasicho daitam, because the people will be staring at him, and then they will get distracted. Ve'im hu rogo bi'iro, but if he is already well known in his community, shekvar shor sham shloshim yom, he already was living there 30 days, umakirim oso, and people recognize him, so he won't be that much of a distraction. So then in that case, no say as kapov, he would be allowed to duchen. Hayu yadav tzvuos, if his hands are colored, they're painted, lo yisa as kapov, he should not duchen, b'fnei sha'om mistaklum behem, because people are going to stare at him. Here's the painter. Here's the one with the paint in his hands. It will be a distraction for them. But the imrov ha'ir malachtem bekach, if this is a community that most of the people there are in the same profession, they're all painters, yisras kapov, so then that won't be a distraction, so therefore he would be allowed to duchen. Now there's a machlokis haposkim. What happens if someone with a mum who is not supposed to go up to duchen goes up anyhow? Must you insist that he comes down? So the Be'er Halacha quotes the Pri Chadash that says that you're not mechuyev to bring him down, even though there are those who argue. The Brisa in Megillah says that if a Kohen is blind in even one of his eyes, he should not duchen. And this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Be'er Halacha points out that this is only true if it is evident that he's blind, so that, which would cause people to look at him. But if it's not evident, then he would be allowed to duchen. Now, someone who is deaf, there would not be any problem of him duchening, at least not as far as it being considered a mum. But some of the poskim have issues if he cannot hear the Shir Tzibur. So some poskim say that he'd be allowed to duchen anyhow. Some say that he has to be able to hear at least somewhat the Shliach Tzibur. Now the bottom line is that any type of physical defect, if it is not visible to the public, there would be no problem of him going up to duchen. Okay, so now the Kitzur proceeds and tells us, Umisha eino yodea lachtoch ha'osios heitev. A person who does not know how to properly pronounce the words Bikore Shin Yimonis Kimosmolis, and instead of saying a shin, he would say a sin, Lo Yisa Eskapov, so such a person would not be allowed to duchan. Im Lo Sheko Akahau Karin Kane, unless everyone in that community also pronounces it that same way. So now the Kitzur finishes up the halacha and tells us, V'chol kohen she'eino nosei es kapov, any kohen who is not duchenin, for whatever reason, such as the Bali Mum that we listed here, yetzei, he should go out of the shul, kodem ritzei, yetzei, kodem ritzei, he should go out before ritzei, mi beis hakneses lachutz, he should go from the shul outward, ad sheyigmaru nesias kapayim, until they finish duchenin. Now, not all poskim agree with this. Some poskim say that if his mum, if his defect is evident, it's not necessary for him to go out, because no one would think that, you know, why is he not going up to duchen? It would be obvious in that case. Now, another thing that's not addressed here in the Kitzur is what would be the din of a kohen who's a halal. A halal is basically defined someone whose father is a Kohen, but he was born from a relationship that his father had with a woman who is forbidden to marry Kohanim, such as she's a divorcee, or she's a zona, she's a prostitute, or she herself is a halala. So the product of that relationship would be called a halal. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a halal is not allowed to duchen, and the poskim all bring down that it's a din min haTorah, to the extent that even if he goes up, they should bring him down. Now the Prima Gadim says something very interesting. He says if there's a safek halal, he would be allowed to go up and duchen together with other kahanim, but not by himself, and also he should not make the bracha of Asher Kedishanu. Now it goes without saying that someone who's not a Kohen is certainly not allowed to duchen. In fact, the Gemara says that a Zar, one who's not a Kohen, who does go up and duchen, is over an Isra Seh. He's violating the positive commandment. Now the Darkei Moshe brings down that according to the Shitas Tosfos, it is only Usur for the Tzar if he's going up by himself. But if he's going up to Duchen together with the other Kahanim, it would not be Usur. But Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that a Tzar cannot even go up with other Kahanim. Someone who's not a Kohen may never Duchen. So that brings down a very interesting question. What happens if you have someone that he's a Suffolk whether he's a Kohen? So on the side that he is a Kohen, he'd be required to Duchen. On the side that he's not a Kohen, he'd be forbidden to Duchen. So what should he do? So the Ksav Sofer suggests something interesting. He says that maybe he should go up there, Duchen, without saying the Baruch of Asher Kedishanu, and he should make a Tanai, a stipulation, that if he is not really a Kohen, and therefore not obligated to Duchen, then he stops saying Psukim, he doesn't have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah. In practice, if a real question like this comes up, you should certainly consult with a responsible Rav. Now we are up to a very interesting halacha. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Harag es ha-nefesh b'mezid. If a Kohen kills someone intentionally, afilo asa teshuva lo yisas kapav. Even if he did teshuva, he may not duchen. V'im harag b'shgaga, but if he killed someone accidentally, v'asa teshuva, and he did do teshuva, no seis kapav, so then he's allowed to duchen. Now the source of this is in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. Tosfos provides two explanations to this, because Tosfos is troubled by the fact that really a murderer is allowed to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. So if he could do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, why is he not allowed to do the Birkas Kohanim? So Tosfos suggests that it could be that this is simply a chumrah. It's not really Me'ikar Hadin. And therefore the drasha that we learn out from the pasuk is merely an asmachta. The second approach of Tosfos is that Duchenin is different than the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash because of the principle that Ein Katega Nasa Senega. If he's coming to defend Klal Yisrael, it can't be done if he himself is a source of prosecution for Klal Yisrael. Now, for many Achronim, it appears that they understand that this psul of being a murderer is min haTorah. In fact, the Prima Gadim writes, it's Divrei Kabbalah. In the Archanah, he refers to it as Halacha Moshe Misinai. So it's interesting. It's either a Chumrah, or it's Asa min haTorah. Now, some of the Rishonim understand that the psul of being a murderer is only with someone who has a reputation as such. He's a well-known murderer. But stam a person one time kills, and it's not publicized, it would not invalidate him from doing the Birkas Kohanim. And this is the position of the Rav Yah and a number of other Rishonim. Other Rishonim point out that the only murderer who would be not allowed to duchen is someone who killed maliciously, intentionally, even if he is not known for this, even if it's not something that comes up regularly. He only did it one time, but if one time he killed maliciously, intentionally, then he would not be allowed to duchen ever again. However, the position of the Rambam and the Smag and the Tur is that even if he killed one time bishogeg, from then on he would be pasul to duchen. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that someone who killed bishogeg is not allowed to duchen. Now the question is, what happens if he did shuva? So once again, we have a machlokas rishonim. The Arzarua brings down that even someone who killed b'mezid, if he did tshuva, he would be allowed to duchen. But the Radvaz argues, and he says that if he killed someone b'mezid, tshuva would not help in order to allow him to duchen. As far as the Rambam is concerned, even if he killed b'sholgeg, tshuva won't help. Lemaisa, the position of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch is that even if someone killed b'sholgeg and he did tshuva, he would never again be allowed to duchen. But the Ramah says, yesh omrim, that if he did tshuva, then he is allowed to perform Nesias Kapayim. And he says we should be lenient with Baal Tshuva and not to close the door in their face. And he says this is the common practice. So, halacha lemaisa, for Ashkenazim, we hold like the Ramah, that Tshuva would work and allow him to duchen. It's still not clear, does the Ramah mean this even regarding a mezid? The Mishnah Brura paskins, yes. But there are many who are machmirim, and they hold that if he's been mezid, if he's a true mezid, tshuva won't help. And this is the position that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is taking. That's why he says that if he's mezid, even if he did tshuva, he will never be allowed to duchen. But if it's a shogeg, then tshuva would help. The Sfaradim follow the Rambam and the Mechaber, and they would say that even someone who killed b'shogeg, he would, even if he did tshuva, he would never again be allowed to duchen. Now there's a machlokas aposkim in a situation where someone is not allowed to duchen like this. What happens if he already went up? Some say you have to pull him down, and some say no, if he's up already, he would be allowed to continue and do the Birkas Kohanim. Now there's another interesting case. What happens if someone was forced be'ones to kill someone else? So even if he shouldn't have done so, the question now is he allowed to do the Birkas Kohanim? The Mishnah Brura says that if they forced him to kill, he is allowed to duchen afterwards. The Kaf HaChaim paskins that if he did tshuva, we could be mako. Now, one of the common questions that comes up, unfortunately, is if a Kohen killed someone in a traffic accident. It would come out, according to the Ramah, that since he did not kill b'mezid, even if he was negligent in his driving, he would be allowed to duchen if he did tshuva. As far as the Sfaradim, they would say that if he was negligent in his driving, and that's why he killed someone, so then he would not be allowed to duchen, even if he did teshuva. However, Rabbi Vadi Yosef has a tshuva in which he writes that if it was totally not the fault of the driver, that he followed the traffic rules properly, and God forbid something, perhaps a child ran in the street in front of him, so in such a case, he would be allowed to duchen, because there is something which is totally not his fault. Now, if a Kohen does a bris milah on a child, and he accidentally kills him, Rachmanu Litzlan, so there's a machlokes haposkim whether he's allowed to duchen. Some say because he was osek b'dvar mitzvah, he's allowed to, and this is the shita of the Mechaber. But not all the poskim agree with this. The Yalkut Yosef brings a similar case where a doctor, Rachman Eltzlan, kills while he's trying to heal a patient. So he says that would have the same din as a Moel. And therefore, since he's involved in the Dvar Mitzvah, he would be allowed to duchen afterwards. There's an interesting machlokis aposkim regarding someone who killed a non-Jew, whether or not he's possible to do Nesias Kapayim. But one thing's for sure is that if he killed him while he was engaged in war, then he's permissible. It is permissible for him to duchen. The Mishnah Brura paskins that someone who killed an unborn baby, he committed an abortion, he would still be allowed to duchen. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if there's rumors about a person that he murdered, but they have never been verified, such a person is still allowed to duchan. Now the Kitzur goes on and says, V'chein mumar she'asa tshuva. A mumar is an apostate. He's someone who intentionally went off the derech, who subsequently he did tshuva. So nosi as kapav, he would be allowed to duchan. If he has not yet done tshuva, we do not allow him to do berkas kohanim. Now there's a machlokis haposkim, whether the psul of a mumar is min haTorah or min derabanan. Now it's not so obvious that a mumar who did tshuva is allowed to duchan. It is true that this is the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and perhaps most poskim, but there are many shittas that hold that even if he does tshuva, that he would not be allowed to duchan afterwards. Now, someone in general who's not midaktik b'mitzvahs, he's not careful to do mitzvahs. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even though there's all sorts of rumors about him, he would still be allowed to perform Birkas Kohanim, because other averas, other than those that are mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch, those would not stand in the way of allowing a Kohen to duchan. However, it should be pointed out that if someone is Mechal Shabbos Bifarhesia, if he publicly desecrates Shabbos, so the Gemara says that he has a din of a mummer, and consequently, he should not be allowed to duchan, even if he does observe some other mitzvahs. Today, many of the poskim are lenient with those who are Mechal Shabbos, if for nothing else, at least to not distance them, because maybe there's a chance that if we allow them to do mitzvahs such as Birkas Kohanim, then maybe it will allow them to come back to Shmir Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a Kohen who's an Orel, he never had a Bris Milah, whether or not he would be allowed to duchen. And he says if he was amazed, he intentionally, it's not that he didn't know about it, he intentionally refused to do a Bris Milah, so then we should not allow him to duchen. The Kaf HaChaim is much more strict. He says that even if he's an Ones, a Kohen who's an Orel should not be allowed to duchen. Now the Kitzur goes on and says, Nasa Grusha O Chalutza, if the Kohen married a divorcee or someone who underwent Chalitza, O Shenitma Lemes, or he allowed himself to become Tomei with a corpse, She'asa Lo L'Tamei Alav, with which he's forbidden to become Tomei, meaning, as opposed to the seven relatives that a Kohen is allowed to become Tomei with, Lo Yisa Eskapav, so the Kohen is not allowed to do the Birkas Kohanim, Acha Yasa Tshuva Al Pi Tamid Chacham, until he performs Tshuva under the guidance of a Tamid Chacham. V'shar Averos Ein Monin Minasiyas Kapayim, but the violation of other Averos would not stand in the way of Dochanin. Now, this din that we said that a Kohen is mitame b'mesim, we're talking about he became tame b'mesid. But if one time he inadvertently became tame, so then it's not so pashut, it's not so obvious that we would not allow him to duchan. And then finally, the Kitzur tells us, chalal eino noses kapav. Someone who's a chalal is not allowed to duchan. We spoke already about the definition of this. Now there's a Prima Gadim that has a question about a Kohen who's a Mamzer, whether he's allowed to duchan. In practice, the poskim are Machmir.
Halacha Chaf Beis, Onein Eino Nose Eskapov. Someone who is an Onein does not duchan. An Onein refers to a person whose relative passed away and he was not yet buried. The rule is that an onen is not allowed to do positive mitzvahs. He is supposed to be engaged in taking care of his deceased relative. The principle of aninus is only for the seven immediate relatives, meaning husband or wife, brother or sister, mother, father, or son, daughter. Ve'ovel toch yud beis chodesh al ava ve'imo, a mourner within 12 months of the death of his father or mother, o toch shloshim al shar krovim, or within 30 days of his other relatives, meaning other immediate relatives. Eina noseis kapav, he too does not duchen. Vitzarech lotseis mi beis hakneses kodem ritzei ad acha nesias kapayim, and he would have to leave the shul before they begin ritzei and remain outside until the duchening is over. Now, there's a fundamental difference between an onen and an ovel. Remember again, onen means before the burial, and ovel means after the burial. Now, an onen, as we said, is exempt from positive mitzvahs. In fact, he's not even allowed to fulfill most mitzvahs. An ovel, on the other hand, is obligated in almost all mitzvahs. And therefore, while it's understandable that an onen does not do the mitzvah of nesias kapayim, it requires some explanation why an ovel does not duchen. In fact, there were many Rishonim who said that an ovel is indeed obligated to do Birkas Kohanim. So in the Sefer Shibali Aleket and in some other Rishonim, they bring down that there are those that have the minhag that a Kohen who is an ovel does not duchen. And they say the reason is because Birkas Kohanim requires a state of happiness. And this is something which an ovel cannot achieve. The Radvaz disregards this minhag and says that the ovel should indeed do Birkas Kohanim. Now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch follows the position that says that both an onen and an ovel do not do Birkas Kohanim. But he goes on and says, v'im ein bebeis hakneses shnei kohanim acherim, if the shul does not have two other kohanim at the time, in which case the congregation is going to lose out on the opportunity of Birkas Kohanim, muta la'ovel lisa eskapav toch yud beis chodesh al aviv v'imo, so then we are lenient and we allow the ovel to duchen within 12 months of his parents, v'toch shloshim al shar krovim, as well as within 30 days of the death of his other immediate relatives, avotok shiva, but within 7 days of the burial. Now again, he's speaking in Chutz Laretz, where they only do Birkas Kohanim on the Yom Tif. So he says, Kigon hakova meso beregel, for example, one who buries their relative on Yom Tif itself. Now the reason he's saying this is because had he buried his relative before Yom Tif, then the rule is that Yom Tov would cancel the Shiva. But if his relative was buried on Yom Tov, then it does not cancel the Shiva. So again, if it's within 7 days of the burial, afilo im ein shom shnei kahanim acherim, even if there are no other two kahanim, eino nose eskapav, then he is not allowed to duchen. So let's just review this point. An onen is never allowed to duchen. An ovel, according to our minog, whether it's 12 months on his parents or 30 days on his other immediate relatives, he does not duchen unless there are either no other kohanim in shul or there's only one other kohen in shul. In that case, he does duchen. However, a kohen that's within shiva, he may not duchen under any circumstances.